poll, Wisconsin voters support voter integrity measures Governor Evers vetoed. By Jacob Bliss on September 9, 2021. The majority of Wisconsin voters support voter integrity measures in the state that Governor Tony Evers D. vetoed, such as showing a photo ID and banning ballot trafficking, according to a poll. The poll, commissioned by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty, WILL, and conducted by pollster Scott Rasmussen, showed the measures were widely supported by Democrats and independents, not just Republicans. 84% of the state's voters support requiring voters show photo ID before casting their ballots. Broken down by party, 96% of Republican voters, 70% of Democrat voters, and 81% of independent voters support it. These findings suggest the governor's vetoes are likely to be a political liability in his bid for re-election, Rasmussen said. However, as always, the larger political environment may play a decisive role. Evers will clearly be at risk if the midterm elections take place in an environment hostile to Democrats. Additionally, 69% of the state's voters favor a uniform photo ID requirement for mail-in voting. Evers recently vetoed this type of legislation. The legislation would enact voter ID protections for absentee voting by requiring voters casting absentee ballots to prove their identity, restricting the automatic mailing of absentee ballots, and mandating a clear absentee ballot request process, according to the Election Transparency Initiative. Broken down by party, 86% of Republican voters supported this type of measure that Evers did not, along with 52% Democrat voters and 65% of independent voters. Make no mistake, today's poll confirms that Wisconsin voters believe in free and fair elections where it's easy to vote and hard to cheat. National Chairman of the Election Transparency Initiative and former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli said. Unfortunately, Governor Evers has enthusiastically vetoed several proposals to establish a secure and transparent voting process every voter can trust, including common-sense photo ID protections. Most Wisconsin voters, 65%, support a proposal to make the process known as ballot trafficking illegal, which was part of the legislation that Evers recently vetoed. Broken down by party, 79% of Republican voters, 58% Democrat voters, and 52% of independent voters supported it. Cuccinelli added, "What radical Democrats like Evers know, but will never admit, is that voting by mail should never have fewer safeguards than voting in person. It's simply common sense." He continued. While Evers is blocking voter integrity in Wisconsin, he wants to let congressional Democrats led by Nancy Pelosi nullify and override state election laws in an unprecedented federal takeover of elections by H.R. 1 and H.R. 4. The truth is that voter integrity protects the right to vote and have one's ballot counted fairly and openly. But Governor Evers has acted defiantly in direct opposition to a bipartisan majority of Wisconsin voters. The Will/Scott Rasmussen poll was conducted from August 22 to 28. The poll involved 1,000 registered voters and consisted of equal numbers of Biden and Trump voters. The margin of error was plus or minus 3.1%. Follow Jacob Bliss on Twitter at JacobBliss.